Isn't that a perfect day for practice? Well, from the point of view of this practice, it's always a perfect day for practice because there's always something to attend to. It's either beautiful sun or cold rain and snow, or it's either a mind that is spacious or a mind that is tight or heavy or light. It's always there's always something that is worthy of attention, maybe rejoicing in or learning how to accompany a difficult mind state. Somebody was asking me, a retreatant or a practitioner, a few weeks ago, he was saying, it's very confronting for me to do meditation. So it's hard to establish a regular practice because it's kind of hard to sit with myself or something like this. And the sense I was getting for myself was, oh, yeah, maybe it was like this for me, but because of the cultivation, I think of loving kindness or benevolence or friendliness is the word that I means a lot more to me. Because of this, when he was saying what he was saying, my sense was like, oh my God, for me it's always a good thing to sit on the cushion because I know that's a place where I will be met and well received. You know, if I show up as a mess, there's going to be a compassion there because, oh, you're a mess, you know. It's hard to be confused or reactive like you are, you know. They'll be like, oh, my love, this is hard to be Pascal today. Oh, you're in pain if I'm sick or if I'm joyful or if I'm or agitated or calm. Or, oh, there's calm here. Or, oh, there's a lot of agitation. Oh, poor baby, that's going to be hard. And so maybe I'm saying just to say the importance in this practice of friendliness, of benevolence, of some, if we can invite something like this. And again, it's not always available, you know. You might hear me say this and the whole mind's like, no, you know, we're not going to be nice here, you know. Like, I don't care, I don't want that, you know, something like that. That's really possible. Sometimes the mind is like this. But there's maybe moments here and there where we suddenly see an opportunity, the presence of, or a place where there could be an absence of hatred. That's basically what we're talking about here, you know, like the most kind of basic and wholesome version is not, it's not so much that we should be in love with every phenomena that is happening in our psyche or heart or body, but the absence of like a non-violent mind, really, a mind that is not going to abuse us or abuse a hate situation, but that, so this is really something worth being cultivated, and so that's partly what we're doing here. Also, what we're doing here is doing two things at the same time. Again, maybe I've said it with other words, but we're at the same time, and that happens naturally. It's good to know about it. But what we're doing is we're both calming the mind, bringing calming factors in the mind and energizing factors in the mind. Both are brought together. So the mind or heart or attitude can be both at the same time calm and engaged. Because if you are just calm, you know, you're, especially after a meal, you know, I have so much calm right now. I'm dripping calm, you know. But that's not what we're looking for. We're talking about an awake mind, you know, the awakeness of the Buddha awake. So it's a mind that is vibrant, resonating, not vivid in English, but vivace in French, that has life to it. You know, it's alive. So when we sit to practice, it's good to be aware of this. I'm inviting or cultivating a mind that is both awake, engaged. This is all the same kind of energy factors. Engage, awake, conscious, curious, resonating. You know, like it feels, it really feels, it registers, it's cognizing. Yeah. And at the same time, it's also quiet. It's or pacified or calm or stable. That's in the realm of the tranquilizing factor or calming factors. And so how do we do this here? By just showing up in the most simple way, non-biased, non-expecting, demanding, but just humbly and courageously showing up again. And in this way, the mind becomes both more and more able to be with what is, shining weather or, you know, stormy weather, inner, outer, able to be and show up and be engaged instead of being in maybe one of the other ways to be is in preference, you know. I would prefer to be somebody else, to be somewhere else, on a kayak right now, not sitting on a chair or on a cushion, you know. And this, you know, but the mind can say, oh, this is how it is. This is where we are. This is how the body is right now. This is how the heart is right now. Can we show up for that? Can we be engaged with that? Because that's the reality that is here. Instead of being engaged, you know, with a reality that is not or could be or, yeah. So it's a radical practice of here now, but there's a way we go in here now is by bringing interest and seeing if we can stay, connect, be intimate with what's happening. Yeah. Okay, so hopefully we did eat just enough to support our practice. Not to... And so hopefully the wakefulness, the energy can be in our brains, in our awareness, rather than in our digestive system. So the little plan I have in my mind is to sit together for a little while, half an hour, to walk and practice in this way, and then come back and have a few ideas presented, the talk about the practice. Can that work for you? It's a funny little question, you know, like the whole thing. It's really hard to say no. I know. That's I'm trying to invite you in the decision making, although it's all been planned by moi. I truly hope it works for you. So just seeing again if we can allow life to reveal itself in the way that it does. And classically, if we paraphrase the Buddha's teaching, as we sit here in a relatively quiet place and put mindfulness or awareness as a highest value, chances are we're going to suddenly at some point become aware that there is a body here. And there's a particular posture we're sitting. And so we're going to become aware of this, that sitting is happening. And see if just that can be fully experienced, as fully as possible. If we can be touched, feel this, be impressed in a way, register. Fully. The experience of the body sitting and breathing. Maybe other phenomena, phenomenon will come into focus. Maybe hearing will appear, be cognized. Or maybe something in the mood department. Will be noticed. We might become aware of the presence of interest or curiosity, or become aware of the presence of disinterest. Notice mood that would be present, or an emotion, or mental qualities. You might discover that the mind or heart is reactive, resisting something, or non-reactive, stable, balanced. So these are different experiences that we can know for what they are, a reactive mind or a non-reactive mind, a scattered mind or a gathered mind. Don't have to search so much for stuff. Just let yourself know the presently arised phenomena that is there, the breath, the touch. The attention that is wavering or shaky or intermittent or well established. At some point you might notice calm kick in or boredom kick in. Ajahn Chah, very famous revered teacher, said, sit there as if you were sitting by a quiet lake. Be still and silent. And in time you'll see all kinds of strange animal will come to drink at the lake. So let's just sit here, alert and calm, relaxed. Attentive. Let's see what animals will come. you might be aware, able to notice the next thought that will come to your mind, the birth of this thought, the beginning or appearance of it. Or the next one. See if you can catch thoughts before they're fully blown. Maybe be curious, aware of what's in between thoughts, what's in the gap. Are your thoughts words or images? Are they received or emitted? How is the mind that is meditating right now? Does it want to get something or get rid of something? Is it in this kind of no man's land, zombie world? In vagueness? Is it awake? No judgment, just factual. We want to know what's going on. Is it caught or awake to what's happening? really notice how the mind is right now, if it thinks something is lacking or something is too much, or if the mind is able to meet reality just as it is. Notice if tiredness has taken over, or if it can be known. For the five last minute, if you want, you could stand up. Just experience meditating, standing up. If you have very low energy, that should help. Notice again if the mind can allow the moment to be just as it is and to be known. Can reality be just like this right now? And can it be met fully, simply?